A long-winded explanation of my journey through literacy. Reading has always been a big part of my life. Like many others, I cannot say what got me into reading. My parents encouraged me to read from a young age, being the readers themselves. The rest of my family, my high school librarian, and most of my English teachers were also influential to my development as a reader. This got me to keep reading as I got older, to the point where I almost always had a book with me throughout high school to get me through the long hours of the day. I was a young child, one of my favorite things to do was to have a story read to me by either of my parents. Like a lot of other children, these stories were read to me late at night before I went to sleep. I would pick out one of the many books I had on a shelf in my room and would stay up listening to my parents read to me. Throughout elementary school, this evolved into them reading stories out of my textbook to help me with homework. Having good literacy sponsors did further along my journey in this area. I have no doubt that I would not be as interested in reading as I am now if not for the many great sponsors I've had throughout my life. I had several high school teachers who encouraged me to read and helped me become a better writer. My 7th grade English teacher was happy to give me book suggestions or be curious about what I was reading. During my freshman year of high school, I had to read several books I was not familiar with, such as The Odyssey, Romeo and Juliet, and A Separate Piece. I had to learn to get better at writing essays because my sophomore year English teacher, who expected the best out of our honor students. During my senior year, my English teacher was sure to walk us through the last things we had to learn in writing a good essay to succeed in the AP exams. My AP government teacher had us write essays in an hour for tests. These were all very beneficial because without them, I would not be able to construct a decent essay or have more interest in reading. The two primary sponsors in my life have been my parents, because they both have a love for reading themselves. The rest of my family loves to read. It's not uncommon for me to see my grandparents reading on their Kindles when I spend time at their house. My aunt is a former high school librarian and always encouraged me to read. My cousin and I share a lot of interests, including the books we read. We spend a lot of time trading text messages talking about the books, with them giving me suggestions or even lending me some books to read. While like me, both of my parents are readers, I am the odd one out of the three of us. This is because I do not like reading digital books. Well, both of my parents do, and my father in particular prefers reading on his tablet. His preference stems from having to unpack books after moving, and having the books digitally is much more convenient. While I understand this, I prefer physical copies of my books to line up on a shelf. I collect book series I enjoy and have them available in my room when I want to read them. I own all the James Reese books, but written by Jack Carr, the main 6 Dune books written by Frank Herbert, the Witcher novels by Andrzej Sapkowski, and several of the Gray Man novels by Mark Greene. I enjoy setting the books up on my shelves in order, making it easier to select the books I want to read. I enjoy collecting typical books, but I also enjoy collecting comic books in particular, collections that I want to read. I have had an interest in comic books since I was a child, and my love for comics is like something that helped me learn to read since I read them when I was very young. Now I have a decent sized collection that consists of around 85 different comics, with a significant portion of which I got as gifts. Collecting books as well as comics is a very fun hobby that I will likely still have in the years to come.